And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you. We wind out a Friday. Reminder, we'll be at the Single Barrel tomorrow morning. 9th and P, a pregame show for the spring game. 8 to 10, and that'll be on the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. Tough day with all the tornadoes and severe weather, and we're thinking of so many folks in Nebraska, Garner Industries at 70th and Cornhusker, three injured, and the folks in Elkhorn and in Omaha, the 218th and Maple region, the 215th and Coach Road region. Send love and thoughts to everyone, and Bill put it perfectly in the 5 o'clock hour about while football's not life, football can be a situation tomorrow with the spring game where Nebraskans come together, and he put it just perfectly, Nebraskans will come together tomorrow to help other Nebraskans. Guy who helps us laugh at the end of each week is Clausburn. He's imaginary. He wears red. And let's check in with Claus. Some commentary on the spring game, on the NFL draft. And we don't know where Claus is off to this weekend. 2 weeks ago, it was NASCAR. Claus, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here on Hail Varsity. How are you?
Well, thankfully, I'm doing okay. As you mentioned, it's a difficult day to watch all of the pictures and videos and things coming in. I know you fellas down there at the radio station in Lincoln caught some interesting video, and then a friend of mine who lives in Bennington got video of that big one. So definitely keeping everybody in our thoughts and prayers, and if there's ways to donate and help out, there's not a group of people that I would have more faith in to do that than Nebraskans and Nebraska fans. So I imagine there will be some element of that tomorrow, and want to encourage everybody to give what they can, whether it be money or resources or labor, and let's help out our neighbors that have been affected by a really awful thing that unfortunately Mother Nature can unleash on us.
Claus, are you excited for tomorrow? Well put with the thoughts and the outreach. You know Nebraskans will step up for one another. There's a lot of storylines tomorrow. And what is Claus looking at?
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to see what happens with the quarterbacks. I feel like for the first time in a long time, we've got some pretty solid idea of who our number one might be. But we've got some pretty solid backups as well. And I feel like for the first time in a while, we won't have a bakery in the quarterback room where they're making all kinds of turnovers. So it'll be good to see what comes of that tomorrow on the field.
Claus, outside of the quarterback position, what do you think the most intriguing position group to follow will be tomorrow?
Well, I think it's probably the wide receiver room as well. We've got some talent there, got some more coming in, and if there's nobody there to catch it, it doesn't matter how good the folks are that are throwing it. So unless we've got another miracle worker out of Tecumseh, I don't think there's any sure bets.
Claus, as we go to the spring game and things will wind down tomorrow with the NFL draft, you've been following the draft at all? Have you reached out to Kirk Cousins?
Well, I felt bad for Kirk. I saw that the Falcons took a quarterback, that young fella out of Washington. And I thought that was kind of it was Michael Penix they took. Kind of a dick move on their part, but
it was
great to have a good backup, so I don't want to be a hypocrite. You know, that's the worst part of it.
That's so... Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
How about
How about the Broncos and Bo
now
Nix?
I know I missed a good one just based off of you two.
Yeah, we might get fined for that one, Connor. No. You were out of the room, so you're safe.
Oh, good.
Well, the Broncos getting Bo Nix, it was pretty good. They could have drafted any quarterback. I think they had a room full of plumbers prior to yesterday, so anyone that can fog a mirror and write their name in capital letters would have been good, and Bo isn't that difficult to write, as we've all learned in the last 15 years. So if Sipple can do it, so can this guy, and we'll be excited to see what happens in the Mile High City.
Claus, have you ever painted your nails? And will Caleb Williams continue doing that in Chicago?
I don't know that he's going to get away with that in Chicago, but I did see where his rookie contract is going to give him something like $38.5 million over the next 4 years. And since this is something we apparently have to do now since Caitlin Clark, I looked it up, the first pick in the Women's Pro Football League is going to receive I bet 50% of whatever that league's commissioner gets from the Nigerian prince and the keys to an 09 Subaru, which they're not sure where they parked it. So, once again, a disparity in the sport.
I mean, I've been getting a lot of flack, Clausburn, for the Bears' lack of picking a good quarterback. Do you think that this, nail polish aside, could be a good maybe stepping stone towards greatness for the Chicago Bears?
Unless they figure out a way to resurrect George Halas and eliminate the forward pass, I don't see a whole lot of success for the Bears regardless, but they got to try something.
You know, people said the same thing about the Bills when they drafted Josh Allen, that, like, they still are a step short. I was going to say they'll always be a step short. It doesn't matter who's at quarterback, and lo and behold, the Bills are still a step short. So maybe you're right.
Well, they keep running into Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce every year. I think they probably feel the same about them as I did Jamel Holloway and Barry Switzer. So I definitely feel the Buffalo fans' pain.
Claus, before we get you out of here, about 60 seconds left. We need a score prediction for tomorrow with the Nebraska spring game. Who you taking? You taking the red? You taking the white? And I guess a score if you'd like.
Well, I'm just glad that I'm going into a weekend where I'm 100% sure the Huskers will win. That hasn't happened a lot for me since probably 2001. So I'll say 17-14, and we'll go with the red because I don't, in these times, want to find myself canceled for cheering for the white. Mm.
Claus always thinking.
Jeez.
Claus, you behave and take care, and thanks for giving us a laugh today, bud.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and again, any way that anybody can help, I know we'll do it. So for those affected, our thoughts are with you from all over the country, and we'll look forward to a fun day tomorrow and getting to work helping our neighbor after that.
Absolutely. Claus, you be good, okay, buddy? Thank you.
Okay.
There he goes. Clausburn, imaginary. He wears red. We'll have our predictions for tomorrow. Well, we might wait. Single Barrel tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m.